going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, now Hader has to go through the hottest hitter in this Tampa Bay lineup, Junior Caminero.
He got him. Hader closes the door on a 1-0 shutout. Two-hit combined shutout for the Astros. And despite being outscored 30-9, that's a series split.
That is a series split, and this is Payne and Pendergast. Welcome in. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. And Seth, I don't know about you, but I felt pretty good about the Astros coming back and splitting that series despite being outscored 30-9. There was some good news and there was some bad news. Welcome in, my friend. How are you feeling?
I'm good. Yeah, I was trying to figure out where in the timeline you were going to say when you felt good about the Astros, either coming into the series or after Framber's brilliant performance on Friday, or somehow after one of those blowout losses. I didn't know. That was, yesterday was fitting because it was a weird day.
Dude, it's fair to call it, Seth, a roller coaster. A lot of up and down, some losing, some winning, some injury reports, some odd accountability. There is a lot to break down with the Astros from over the weekend, I think it's fair to say.
As far as Hunter Brown goes, I mean, that was, he carried a no-hitter into the sixth, and you knew by that point there was no way in hell it was going to finish a no-hitter, even if he reined in his control and everything, because he was throwing more balls than strikes. They stacked the lineup with six lefties against him, and it was an impressive day because he just battled through it. But then when you deliver it to the relievers who have just gotten absolutely destroyed by the Rays in this series, and you know, Brian King being one of them, you wonder just exactly what's going to go on here. But credit, the bullpen looked a lot more like they have for most of the season yesterday.
Yeah, 100%. The bullpen looked a lot closer to what you've grown accustomed to from the bullpen throughout the season, being one of the better bullpens in baseball. And certainly they did not look like that in the games that they lost. Like, this was an interesting dynamic over the weekend, where between the performance that you get from Framber Valdez, the performance that you get yesterday from Hunter Brown, those are kind of the reasons, not even kind of, those are the reasons to feel good about the Astros. Those are the reasons to feel good about sort of their place in not just the division, but in the American League, and talking about that World Series window still being open. You feel pretty good about that when you, as an Astros fan, have two aces, two ace types at the top of your rotation. Then you look at the rest of it and it's kind of rough. But you got the aces at the top of the rotation. They hand it off to the bullpen that's been one of the better in all of baseball throughout the season, save for this series, and you feel pretty good. So that was the thing to be positive about. But, of course, you can never just be positive with this Astros squad because there's always something lingering. There's always something lingering.
This was almost the perfect four-game series to illustrate just why you're uncomfortable about this team right now. Yeah. And without even doing anything, no advanced stats or anything. Just, hey, you roll up a non-typical starter on Thursday, you lose the game 13-3. Friday, Framber has an 83-pitch no-hitter, and you win the game, but only score 2 runs, 2-1.
83-pitch complete game.
Complete game, excuse me. Did I say no hitter? Yeah. Apologies.
But that would have been it felt like it. I mean, if you go the distance, go 9 innings, it feels like it might as well be a no hitter because who the hell does that these days?
An 83 pitch complete game is more rare than a no hitter.
Fair enough.
So there you go. But you only score 2 runs, but you win 2-1. Then again, you come out the next day and Caleb did some good things, but then also the relievers screw up. You lose 16-3. And then yesterday, you get one of the weirdest performances out of Hunter Brown, but you win the game 1-0. And I guess despite Framber Valdez now having a broken hand, despite the fact that the relievers let you down and the starting pitching is just all in disarray, I don't want to forget that, man, they got to score more runs. They just, for all the progress they've made offensively in some ways, they just aren't scoring enough runs, and especially with the starting pitching being the way it is.
Yeah, Hunter Brown, as you mentioned, just kind of grinded through it, pitched 5 no-hit innings before he allowed his first hit of the day in the 6th inning. And look, it was another one of those where, and it seems like Hunter Brown's been in this space for a little while now, where he doesn't necessarily have his best stuff, but he's so damn good and knows how to pitch that he's able to just kind of work through it. And that was the positive takeaway. But it is like a larger picture point to say, and maybe this isn't the largest enough sample size to make this point, but it felt this way watching them over the weekend. Hey, they can win a grinded out pitcher's duel, if you will, but if it's a shootout, this offense is scoring enough runs, if it's going to be a double-digit run type of game, it doesn't feel like the Astros are quite built for that right now.
Real quick, I said Framber instead of Yordan. Don't worry, everybody. Framber doesn't have a broken hand that we know of.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
I say Framber instead of Yordan so much, and it doesn't make any sense at all.
No,
I've got a block in my brain somehow. So I apologize to anybody who freaked out double. Don't worry though. If he does have a broken hand, we wouldn't find out for probably a month or so. So as it happened with Yordan.
Yeah. So speaking of which. That was the downside of the weekend. And I would say, like, credit to the Astros for splitting the series, especially in one where two of the games they got boat raced in the way that they did. But the big news and the big headline from the weekend is that think about this, Seth. Since the last time we were doing this show together on Friday, the highs and lows that Astros fans have gone through from Friday watching him, or at least seeing the clips on social media and seeing the reporting of him out there taking BP and looking a lot closer to the old Yordan. Yordan's close to being back in the lineup, to the next day on Saturday finding out not only is he not about to be penciled into the lineup, but they're shutting him down, I guess, indefinitely. I haven't seen a timeline on this, but they're shutting him down because it turns out he was out there taking BP with a 60% healed broken hand. And to me, Seth, that means if the hand is 60% healed, that means it's been broken for a little while. And maybe math ain't mathing for everybody else, but that's the math that I'm doing. Well, his hand didn't just get broke a few days ago.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is the thing, and this is where the Astros kind of, they get extra criticism or skepticism because they are just so withholding of any kind of medical information whatsoever. But it's likely that he strained his hand like he has in the past. He starts playing through it, and then, or at least the vague timeline is, that at some point, as he's overcompensating, he fractures it. And Jordan says that it feels different. The x-rays don't reveal very much because of the inflammation. And then you start waiting, and he still keeps going after it. And it wasn't, you know, Jordan didn't want to get more imaging right away. And eventually he did, obviously, and they find out there's a break. Yeah, if this were in isolation, you might say, all right, well, I guess weird stuff happens, but it's just eerily similar to Kyle Tucker, where there ends up being a fracture that they didn't know about. I don't know who to criticize. I'm not enough of a medical expert, whether it's the radiologists, whether it's the surgeons, whether it's Jordan himself for not wanting to get the imaging earlier, whatever it might be. I mean, he got his second opinion, so it's not like this is just the Astros. And it's just so strange that the Astros have this 2 years in a row, your two best players just have vast mysteries surrounding annoyingly long injuries.
Well, to the point about you not being a medical professional, you're not a medical professional, I'm not a medical professional, but damn it, somebody working for the Astros is supposed to be. Like, if we don't understand this thing, that I think that part is fine. Like, I don't fully get how it is that a month goes by and your most valuable player, your most important player is injured, and you don't do everything that you possibly can. You don't do all of your due diligence, especially in light of the Kyle Tucker news from last year, right? I don't know how you don't do everything you can possibly do to at least be informed to know that there's a fracture or that there's a break somewhere. Like with Kyle Tucker, it seemed like maybe they knew about it and it took a while for them to actually be forthcoming with it. It took some journalism, it took a little bit of reporting, a little bit of public pressure on the Astros to come out and say what was wrong with Kyle Tucker.
The Athletic was about to release a report last year disclosing everything when the Astros ended up releasing it. They kind of said, like, oh, I guess we just better get ahead of this freight train at least.
Yeah, and so that part is, you know, you can understand, okay, maybe they had the information and they just, for whatever reason, chose to withhold it. But that doesn't seem to be the case here. Like, it's similar in the sense that the fracture is discovered way later, or at least reported way later. But it doesn't seem like they knew. Like, honest to God, they could not have known and thrown him out there on Friday to do BP, and then the next day they find out.
Do you know how little this team actually gives a damn about just how they deliver this information? I don't know for the life of me why they chose yesterday to honor one of the orthopedic surgeons whose specialty is hand surgery at the ballpark before the game. Hey, this is, as you're digesting the news of Jordan having a broken hand, they bring out a damn hand surgeon to honor him.
Hey, look.
I don't want to say the guy's name because I don't know how involved he is with this particular case or anything, but like, what the hell?
I got to admit though, Seth, like, as frustrating as the whole Jordan thing, like this whole episode is frustrating, it's embarrassing, and the Astros have a perception problem. I think it's Chandler Rome actually wrote in The Athletic. Like, it's definitely a perception problem with them, probably across the game, but certainly with Astros fans. But the surgeon thing yesterday, I actually found comical. I was able to separate the fandom and the emotion of it all and just kind of laugh at that, because that is objectively funny.
I had to rewind because I couldn't believe I was hearing it. I saw when Chandler Rome reported this, a lot of people thought Chandler was trolling them. No, the Astros are trolling you. The Astros are trolling you by rolling out a hand surgeon while you're doing this. Oh,
yeah.
So there's some world. There's some world class snark from this in Chandler's article about it. We'll read it later.
Yeah. So if you're just we're going to get into this obviously throughout the show. But if you're just catching up and you've had a few days to actually realize this, but Yordan Alvarez is not exactly close as we thought he was on Friday to returning to the Astros lineup. He has a broken hand or a fracture in his hand that has now been discovered since the swelling went down. Not just since the swelling went down, but since they trotted him out there on Friday to do live batting practice. So we're going to get into more of that throughout the show. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne. But since we're on the subject of injuries right now, what's the matter with CJ Stroud? We'll talk about that next on Sports Radio 610.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.